Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. The happy hour has begun. And we've been joined right here on the Jade Monkey Party Deck by a lot of fine partying people. And my little buddy Dominic is here.
Yeah, baby.
Dom, early to the party, that's an unusual thing. Late to the party, that's about right. Staying all night, that's...
Usually the last one to leave.
That's more your MO, right?
That's right. You can't party all day if you don't start in the morning, Crudy. Good to be with you. Appreciate Hawk and the fine audience here. It's a beautiful day in Madison. It's long overdue, man.
The official, I'm calling it the official, start of summer, the Summer of Love 2.0 Boosted Boogaloo.
Is that it?
I thought it should be the summer of choice, perhaps. I thought that might be more appropriate.
Right.
And I was discouraged from saying that because at that point, there hadn't been a leak Roe v. Wade decision. Now that there is, I'm like, oh, man, Boosted Boogaloo, that's so insignificant compared to the summer of choice. But anyways, man, we're definitely going to have a good time today, and we're definitely going to talk a little bit of politics. We got John Nichols from The Nation, from the Cap Times. He's joining us very soon. And Dom, I talked about the Buffalo shooting. I'd like to not have a shooting carnage about a kind of
another,
show.
Another mass murder show? We covered that yesterday.
I did play the sound from both the president and the vice president.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's probably been sufficiently covered.
Have you discussed and is it important to address how the Republican leadership has responded to this? Now, I believe it was J6 member Liz Cheney was very critical of House leadership. I'm paraphrasing, essentially saying, this kind of talk has been occurring. It's been, basically coming down from leadership. Well, of course, Scalise and McCarthy, they all push back, and this is just all politics. The same kind of response that they're giving regarding the J6 investigation. Oh, this is nothing more to see here, just politics. It's terrible that they would suggest that we never do anything racist. We never would embrace. We reject white supremacy. And I think, again, as we talked about yesterday, it's one thing to listen to what a person says. It's entirely a different thing to watch what they do. And their actions with McCarthy and, for instance, Marge attending white nationalist rallies with no repercussions whatsoever. So it's almost an endorsement. I mean, you can have a private conversation behind the scenes, McCarthy, but you are the minority leader of the Republicans in the House. Right? And you want to be Speaker of the House. Presumably you want that job. You think your leadership matters. And your reaction to your caucus attending white nationalist rallies was to do nothing.
I thought we were moving on. It's a party, man. But since you're dragging me back
to
this uncomfortable topic, let's talk about the media's complicit nature. And Fox News, for example, an article today, at this hour, one of my favorite sources, the Raw story, Carl Cameron, who worked for 2 decades at Fox. They called him Campaign Carl. Well, Wallace, he appeared on MSNBC, Nicole Wallace's show, and Wallace played clips of Fox News personality Laura Ingraham and Tucker Carlson.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're the ones pushing the great replacement theory, that they're trying to replace your Whitey theory, right? That's what they're playing out there. Well, so anyways, here is what Campaign Carl had to say about his former network and also the shooting. I mean, obviously, a mass shooter is responsible for the violence and the heinous acts that the mass shooter committed. It is also true that the ideology left in the mass shooter screen mirrors the ideology championed by Tucker Carlson,
yeah,
a former Fox News colleague said. What happens at Fox News then when something like this happens, Wallace asked. I can't even imagine, Cameron replied. That's partly why he ended up getting the hell out of there. It's really, it's kind of horrible to think that journalists with national and international capacity are putting together this type of nonsense, he explained. I think the president did a great job. He's talking about Biden, the current president. I wish he had done a lot of this a lot sooner. And we need a lot more from the left and the middle, and we've got to watch out. Because the Republicans have become the purveyors of misinformation. And when our two-party system is broken like that, democracy is in serious trouble. Yes, the president acknowledged that it's time to actually start doing things and take names, and putting people in jail down.
Kicking ass and taking names. Carlson quoted in the Washington Post regarding
Tucker. Tucker.
What he wrote does not add up to a manifesto, Carlson said, noting that what Gendron allegedly wrote was racist.
How many pages you got to write before it's a manifesto, man? It's right. 160 pages. I didn't write that much in college in all 4 to 6 or 7 years.
It is not a blueprint for a new extremist political movement, much less the inspiration for a racist revolution. Anyone who claims that it is lying or hasn't read it. He goes on to say the document is not recognizably left-wing or right-wing. It's not really political at all. The document is crazy, said Tucker Carlson. Then he goes on.
It's so, always the crazy. It's the unhinged. Never the guns, never the ideology. You know, once they pull the trigger, then it's easy to label them as just crazy.
Well, this is crazy.
And take no responsibility.
Tucker's response is crazy. Here's what he says. Quote, so what is hate speech? Well, it's speech that our leaders hate, he said. So because a mentally ill teenager murdered strangers.
Mentally ill.
Murdered strangers. Not that he murdered strangers.
I'm not clear that he is mentally ill. I'm not clear that this was not a choice. Guy said he was radicalized during the pandemic on 4chan by basically the same racist screeds that Tucker dog whistles every freaking night.
So because a mentally ill teenager murdered strangers, you cannot be allowed to express your political views out loud. That's what they're telling you. That's what they've wanted to tell you for a long time. But Saturday's massacre gives them a pretext, a justification.
Now, not all free speech is protected.
Certainly.
You know, when I was in MassCom, intro to MassCom with Dr. Zobin, he told us you can't walk into a movie theater and yell fire.
Right.
But you know what? You also can't say, hey, we should do something about all these people. Well, perhaps you can. Maybe you've got a protected right. Maybe the government can't stop you. But your corporate governance, Fox News, the Murdoch, somebody should be doing something about it, Dom. I mean, you know, short of a boycott. You know, talked about the fact that I'm no fan of the boycott.
But it is the responsibility of that corporation, be it the Murdochs, and of course he sponsors on there. If Tucker Carlson goes on this show and constantly spouts, replacement theory, and remember, you have to go back in history. You can do a Google search of all the, white nationalist, racist, crazy-ass things that have been going on in this country forever. And then you throw in the mix of some lethal weaponry, and next thing you know, an 18-year-old racist kid is shooting elderly black people just because they're black, shooting and murdering them. And and Scalise, the Republican, says, well, this is a time, because, of course,
the guy who got shot himself right, by a Bernie supposing supportive lefty.
And this is a time for thoughts and prayers and all that kind of BS. And I would say, listen, it's one thing to say when Scalise got shot, and this guy was apparently a fan of Rachel Maddow. But I don't ever hear or never heard Rachel Maddow from MSNBC insinuate or suggest or throw out there that, hey, these Republicans, these white male Republicans, well, they got to die. They're going to replace you. And so this guy goes up. No, that's not the case. I mean, this guy went out and shot Scalise and other people and obviously had issues, and the political leanings of that particular person do not reflect the people that he watched in the media. Not Rachel Maddow.
Sure. They're not espousing anything that could be construed as an incitement to violence.
Incitement, support,
and
suggestion,
maybe,
hint.
And maybe Tucker didn't, you know, draw a straight line between, you know, they will replace you, so go out and shoot some black people. But there are some logical leaps that have happened over and over again by these motivated, supposed lone wolves, but they're inspired. They're inspired. They're each building on the work of the prior. I mean, they take the 4chan threads, and the newest shooter hearkens and writes the name of the prior shooter and kill inward on the very weapon he utilizes to continue to propagate this white supremacy and this violence, like justified violence. Like they're martyrs for the cause, and they each build on the cause.
And the cause is a false premise, though. I mean, that's what makes it even that much more disturbing.
Well, don't tell Tucker that. You hate speecher?
I mean, Tucker wasn't.
What Tucker's saying, man, then you're trying to cancel him, right?
Is that what it is? I mean, if holding someone responsible for their actions is a cancellation, then so be it. But I don't think that a guy like Tucker Carlson or, you know, Laura Ingraham and anyone who talks about, hey, you know, the Democrats want to open up the borders and make everybody a citizen and they're all going to vote for Dems and they're going to dilute your vote. That's essentially what they're saying. And number one, that's not the case. So no one's suggesting peer open borders. And number two, what makes you think that anybody who comes in who would be granted citizenship is automatically going to vote for a Democrat? As I mentioned yesterday, you know, everybody who's making this argument, this issue, not one of those people, their ancestors were born in this country, and yet here they are espousing white nationalist propagandists, worried about the immigrants that, you know, they are part of.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure Tucker's ancestors came over on the Mayflower first class.
Is he the Schwanz man guy? Is that where he made his money, or his parents,
you know,
made the money?
His dad was in media. His dad was a famous West Coast news person, fascinated by the Zodiac killer, apparently.
Swanson.
No relation.
Swanson.
Sure.
My bad. Anyway, let's move on.
Come back
from that.
Bigger party with you at the Jade Monkey Cocktail Lounge, Cottage Grove Road. John Nichols joins us soon. You could be next. 844-96-PARTY.